Well, Brother Andy, when did you hear about all this trouble?
Well, first of all, Amos had a date with Ruby Taylor last night, and he didn't show up. And Ruby called me up, wanting to know where he was.
Well, where was he?
The last thing I heard, Amos got a call at the taxicab office for a taxicab. And the last I heard of him, he left to fill the order.
Well, that was last night, though, wasn't it, Brother Andrew?
That's right. That was last night, right after dark. And Amos didn't come in all night long.
Well, Amos, he ain't been out all night long, is he?
Well, then, so this morning, I called up Ruby Taylor. And I called you up the first time, thinking that Amos might be with you. Then after I finished talking to you, I got a telephone call at the house from some man telling me that Amos was down here in jail.
Well, what is Brother Amos doing in jail?
I don't know what he's doing in there, no more than you do. All I know is the man said that Amos is in jail and want me to come down there. That's why I called you up.
Well, I hope it ain't nothing about the law, because if it is, me and you better not go down there. We'll be in jail, too.
Oh, no. No, it ain't nothing. Amos has just been in a fight or something.
Well, I hope it ain't nothing wrong, because you know that Amos is one of the officers of the lodge, and, of course, we don't want to spoil the reputation of the lodge by having one of the officers in jail.
Oh, Amos is always getting in trouble about something. Maybe he done had an accident or something and then got in an argument with a policeman. And the policeman done put him in jail. There ain't but one thing that worries me.
What is that, Brother Andy?
The thing that worries me is where is we going to get the money to pay Amos's fine if they fine him about $5 or $10? And since that furniture company done garnished me, I ain't got nothing. But I think Amos might have a few dollars that he saved up.
Well, the thing to do is to go down here and see if we can't talk to the man to let Amos go. Explain to the man down here that Amos is a good boy and everything.
I don't want to get into no argument with the man down at jail.
The jail is right around the corner here. I used to know one of the men down here. He was a big politician, but they got wives to him or something, and I don't believe he's in politics no more.
Ruby Taylor is worried to death. She thinks Amos done had an accident or something.
Well, I guess you folks has been worried.
I didn't sleep over 8 hours last night thinking about it.
Well, here's the jail here. Is this the one he's in?
Yeah, this is the one the man told me he's in.
Well, we'll walk in and tell him who he is and ask him if we can see Amos. I wish I had some credentials with me.
You wish you had some what?
Some credentials. Something like my lodge card, you know, to show my lodge card to the Mystic Knights of the Sea.
Ain't you got no card for the lodge?
Well, didn't enough of the brothers say the dues to have no cards printed, so I didn't have none printed this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get on in here.
Well, we just asked the gentleman in here to let us talk to Amos Jones. That's all we got to say to him.
I certainly do hate to go in here. Boy, this here is one place I always want to keep out of.
Well, let's get on in, Brother Andy. Go ahead.
All right.
Ask that policeman right over there.
Excuse me, mister, but we want to see Amos Jones.
Go in there and ask the man at the first desk, Sergeant Ellis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, mister. Thank you. Come on, Kingface.
Go ahead, Brother Andy. You ask him. Remember, you is the whale.
Yeah, the whale ain't got nothing to do with this, though. I'll ask him, but you stay with me here now.
You go ahead over there and ask him.
Excuse me, mister, but could I speak to Amos Jones?
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Andy Brown.
Him and Amos is in partners together, mister.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
So you're stealing furs too, huh?
Stealing what? I ain't stealing nothing. No, sir. No, sir, mister.
Oh, no, sir, mister. Andy here is in the taxicab business with Amos.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So you're in the Fresh Air Taxicab Company, huh?
Yes, sir. I was in it, but the business ain't so good.
Well, it looks like your partner of yours is going to do a stretch.
What are you going to do, mister?
I think we've got the goods on that partner of yours.
I don't know what you're talking about, mister. All I want to do is to speak to him a minute to find out what the trouble is.
Who is this fellow here with you?
I am the kingfish of that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea. I am the high officer, And Brother Amos is the swordfish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you want to see Amos Jones, huh?
Yes, sir. Please, sir.
Hey, Mike. Go get Amos Jones and bring him over here in the room.
Thank you, sir, mister. Thank you, sir.
All right, you boys. Come on right here. Follow me.
Uh-oh. They're opening up the iron gates around here. Look. We don't want to stay in here, mister. We just want to talk to Amos a minute. That's all.
Lift up your hands now. Let me search you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we ain't got nothing on us, mister.
How about you?
No, sir, mister. No, sir. I ain't got nothing on me neither. No, sir.
All right. Get on in that room there. You can talk to him for about 2 minutes. And before you leave, I want to see you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll stop by before I go out.
Don't worry. You can't get out till you stop. I'll close this door.
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, Brother Anders. Sit down.
I didn't like the way that man talked. He say he want to see me again before I go. I ain't done nothing.
Well, maybe the fresh air taxi cab company's in trouble, you see. Maybe it's the income tax. No, it wouldn't be that, though. If it was the income tax, I guess the governor would be after you.
I wonder what Amos has done.
Wait a minute. Here come Amos now.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm so glad to see you. I don't know what to do. Well, mister, can I sit down here, please, sir?
Go ahead. You got a couple of minutes.
Brother Amos, what is the matter?
Yeah, what's the matter, Amos?
Tell me this, Andy. Does Ruby Taylor know I was here?
They don't nobody know it yet.
Oh, Andy, I was in trouble.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, last night, somebody called up for the taxi cab over at the drugstore. And I went over there, and some man got in the taxi cab, and then we picked up another man, and they told me to go around to the side entrance, sort of the back door of a store, you see.
Yeah, go ahead. What happened?
And then when we got there, they got out and went in the back door, you see, and got one great big bag and put it in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a policeman come running down the street, and these two fellas run away. And when the policeman looked at the bag in the back of my car, he found a lot of ladies' fur coats in there. And these men were stealing. And the policeman think that I was helping them steal, you see.
Uh-oh.
Andy, you know I ain't never stole nothing.
Well, Brother Amos, you have just got to get a lawyer, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Andy, what must I do?
I don't know what you're going to do. You ain't been stealing no fur coats, has you?
You know I ain't been stealing no fur coats, Andy. And what will Ruby Taylor think when you see and hear about this? Oh, Andy, do something for me, will you? Oh, Andy, what must I do? Ask Ruby Taylor to come down here, will you, please? I gotta see her. Oh, Andy.